the only one that actually picked up the phone this week. I called five different ones and left messages at most of them. Didn't get a call back from any of them except for the one guy that just answered the phone. So I'd like to get some more quotes, but so far this is the one I got.
Well, I know I reached out to UNH last week, and you know, at first when I got the results from what they said, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you mean, you know, all we need is $3,100 one time and it's on the monthly schedule? That'd be awesome.
That would have been awesome. Yeah, but no.
like we don't have, until we get like mega donors. I mean, geez, like, you know, 3,100, if everybody in the chats, you know, just gave like, I don't know what, like 50 bucks, if you'd have everything. that is, oh man. So,
well, I think it's actually pretty interesting, and I'm considering, you know, doing a contribution to make that happen if you're looking to move it forward. My one concern is that I want the language to say peacefully secede, because I think that's an important aspect of what we're trying to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, those are just their suggestions. Obviously, they would have to agree with the wording because it's their poll. But at the on the other hand, we would be paying them. So, I mean, for sure that we would be able to negotiate something as far as the wording, I would suspect.
Yeah. Man. Anyway, so maybe that's something that we'll have to reattack at another time. I just don't know. Like the PAC doesn't have the funds for that. Polling is actually that's a foundation. That's in the foundation's wheelhouse. I just wanted to take care of the meeting because it's like, shoot, we got to ask about that. We got to find out. You know, Alu's got, you know, he's got, you know, books he's writing. He's got the foundation. He's at the Liberty Block. He's got, you know, wife and kids. So it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and make sure that this meeting happens. And so,
yeah, I think that was good to do that. So you're saying you don't think that even if you had the funding, that it would be something you would want to pursue from the PAC?
Oh, well, I would love it. What matters is that it gets done. And I think in this situation, this particular expenditure, that's more in the wheelhouse of the foundation rather than the PAC. But you know, I'm certainly interested in it, of course. You know, and not that we don't have the funds anyway right now. So neither of our organizations has the funds for that poll. Man, I thought it would be a quick 3,100. It's on the monthly poll. I was like, oh man, this is so great. But you know, I think it's really awesome that Bonnie did the Meet a Freestater thing last week, because Jason Gerhard's like, you know, we need to make someone, you know, we need to find someone to do interviews and things like that. And, you know, Bonnie basically did that, you know, going out to do it. Because Jason's like, no, we got to have, like, get into the faces with, like, reps with, you know, somebody reaching out, you know, to talk to them about independence. And that's basically, you know, we're basically, she, you know, when she went out and had a table, you know, now Alu wants to have in the chat a table in
Congress. Yeah, I saw that.
So yeah. Like, that's definitely, you know, I think that moving that kind of idea forward will certainly, I think that would satisfy Jason's request on how to get awareness out. I do know that I need to talk with Russell Canning and see if I can get him to be a little bit more active with being our webmaster, just because our website is a little bit behind and needs biographies for everybody on the pack. We have to update our main page as well. Let me think. What else? So I already, yeah, I got to find someone to be a, you know, full-time treasurer, because, you know, so Derek is just so busy with Defend the Guard and, you know, that specific legislation, and with the New Brunswick Freedom Project. They had their first mover. We actually, ran into some issues with getting checks out to candidates last fall and this spring. I'm moving Derek away from treasury duties, but he's still on the PAC. His position is going to be, ambassador to the New Brunswick Freedom Project, because that's like the biggest, thing that he could be doing. I was talking to him last week about like how, I'm going on Free Talk, not Free Talk Live, but I'm going to be on Free State Live tomorrow,
Oh,
and
good, good. Yeah, I know they had to push that off a week.
So when I talk about defend the guard, it's going to be within the conversation when I'm talking about the nullification caucus. That has to be framed with that. Derek doesn't want, oh, we gotta, get our military for independence. He wants to avoid that perception, and I understand completely. So when I talk about it tomorrow, it'll be within the, the context of the nullification caucus in the House and other nullification bills. And, the biggest holdup, of course, with any sovereignty of the states, that was done back in 2011 with Dan Ites as the sponsor, and it passed the House, and then it went up to the Senate and it was killed. And this time we couldn't even, it wasn't even done in committee. So obviously we have a different House, but it just goes to show, actually, it just shows, the importance of the Free State Project in New Hampshire politics, that it's a need. Like in between, like all the movers showing up, and when they did that, it's like there was a loss of liberty, and now we're kind of working to keep it and get it back.
Well, it sounds like the was it the UNH people were willing to put the questions in as soon as May, which is pretty quick. So, this might be something that we could jump on, and maybe we need to talk to Alu about taking it over from you if he drops into the meeting today. Funds can be raised for these sorts of things. It's just, the question is, are they going to accept the modification to their proposed questions? And that would be.
So here's a thought. We could always do like an, I would naturally, I would have loved it if it was a monthly poll. I
Yeah, of
was like,
course.
oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Because it'll be directly affecting the culture because everyone will be talking about it. Weight off our shoulders. But, what if we did made it like an annual thing, or we did it,
Sure.
or we could time that poll to happen like right around elections. Like, so let's say like they're ready to do it this May, but what if we had them do that poll again next April, right before everyone files for elections that fall?
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, doing it yearly, I think is an important idea, and that's why I want to kind of move this thing forward, even though it's not as in depth as the Survey USA poll, which had 27 questions. So, like per question, you definitely get a better price from Survey USA, but Survey USA doesn't have the renown that the Granite State poll does. I mean, when Granite State poll puts out a press release with their survey results, they get pickups, like WMUR and NPR and place or NHPR, places like that. They pay attention to that particular poll. And
Which is
that's the go-to poll. That's the one that we want to be in.
right. Which is why, though, when if we are lacking the correct funding, we want to pick the right time to spend the funds for the survey. Like if we do, like we could do, like we can pick a random month this year. We could do it next May, and it'll happen, and then. Okay, well, maybe it would matter in light of Matt and Jason wanting to do. I'm pretty sure Matt and Jason want to do a succession bill again next year. That might help,
I hope so.
with sponsors for, for that bill as well, for the summertime. I do think that it would also be good to do it, or like I suggested, like right before the filing period. Obviously, of course, I've already said, ideally it would be monthly. But I guess maybe a third person's another person's opinion on it, 'cause I'll be.
Yeah, I agree. Penguin, you got any thoughts? I see you out there. Least I think that's the penguin. Actually, it doesn't show his name. Maybe he's having connection issues.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with us in Free State Live last week. So, but it was still a lot of fun. We didn't go live, but I still had a chat with everybody who was there. It
That's
was
good.
Kevin and Justin and very briefly it was Carla was there too, but she ducked out. So, but we basically just kind of because I hadn't really spoken with Kevin that much. I've seen Justin around a little bit, so we just kind of shot the shit, talk about what we wanted to talk about and things like that. Kind of get some dress rehearsal, so I think tomorrow's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was actually there. I had a night off because Mark Edge was in town and he was sitting in on the show. So I was actually ready to watch the thing live. And of course, the one Monday that I have off, the show didn't happen. So that's a bummer, but
So you're gonna be live tomorrow at the same time?
Oh yeah, we're live every evening. I just happened to have last Monday off, so I knew you were gonna be on, so I was gonna sit there and watch it in the chat room
Well,
there.
at least there'll be the stream. There'll be the stream when it finishes. So, when
Oh
you get
yeah, I'll
out,
definitely be watching it later for sure.
yeah. So when you get done with the broadcast at 10, just boot it up and see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I see that the succession panel from Liberty Forum is going to be premiering in July. So, and obviously the Free State Project releases the videos 1 week at a time, so that way kind of build anticipation of Pork Fest.
Well, plus you don't want to release them all at once. You won't get as many views if you just blast them out there. So, better to hold them back.
So, this is another idea of mine that I think is good for the culture of New Hampshire and promoting New Hampshire identity. So, I don't know about you, Ian, but I really enjoy genealogy and doing my family tree. Well, it's also a lot of work at the same time as well. Occasionally, I get, every few months I go jump back to it and get a little bit done to provide a little bit more clarity. And I'm seeing, trying to discover if one of these French Canadian patriots that are listed online are one of my ancestors, so I could, see if I can join the Sons of the American Revolution, which I think would be pretty cool. This past Friday we had the anniversary from the Pine Tree Riot, which occurred in 1772. One of the Free Staters that I know on the coast, on the sea coast, James Scanlon, lives in Stratham, not too far away from me. Him and I were, comparing our French Canadian trees, and we found out that him and I were cousins from back in Acadia, which is pretty cool. And so, with that kind of discovery in mind and his expertise, I want to reach out to the people who kind of run the play for the Sons of the Pine, or for the Pine Tree Society, or Pine Tree, Riot anniversary celebrations, and probably also reach out to representatives from the Sons of the American Revolution in New Hampshire and the Sons of Colonial New England and New England Women to see if they would be interested in creating a new lineage society relating to the Pine Tree Riot, and basically fill a cultural void. That is, because those the veterans, the people who were in that riot, there's no genealogical organization for any of their descendants to grant recognition to. And it's important, I think, if we're going to have an independence campaign, not a requirement, but a great cultural contribution and a great cultural institution for New Hampshire if we had something like that. I think it would be fun to see if any Free Staters, do their genealogy and discover that they are, descended from one of them.
Wouldn't surprise me. Alu did post that interesting detail about the town of Ware. I don't know if you saw his post about that today, but apparently it was named after the president of New Hampshire.
Yep, that, Michelle Ware, yep.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did not know that. It's a good little history.
Yeah.
Know about. Alright, well, so yeah, I've still got the feelers out about this, ad campaign. I spent some time this week working on a landing page. I haven't published it yet, but I did send a screenshot over to Alu, and he liked it. I've got the NH IPAC logo and a link on there. So it's basically like just a quickie, here's how to learn more kind of thing. And so the idea would be that the plane would fly a web URL that would take people to this special landing page where, if you're new to independence, go to the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and read all about it on their frequently asked questions. And then beneath that, for people that are already supportive, they can go join the NHIPAC and, get connected with the community. So it's just kind of like basically just a page of some of the primary links, the primary organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll like it once I can put it online and send you a link over.
And we've learned from the people out in Texas that this is a better way to advertise.
That's what he said. Yeah, he said this is like way more effective than doing billboards and radio because I like radio and everything and that business obviously, but there's just too many ads. There's too many ads and it's too cluttered. And they're not cheap either. So this isn't cheap. But it's also not that expensive when everything's considered. The guy I spoke with this week, his rates. And again, I haven't got anyone else on the phone, so I don't know what the competition would be. But his rates are. He's based out of New Hampshire. He charges $600 an hour for flight time. So over whatever destination city, so Manchester or Concord or wherever.
And then he costs. And maybe even the seacoast, Hampton Beach, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I want to do it all, for sure. And if we can get him in, we can book him for special events, too. So, think about, Bike Week in Laconia.
It
may be hard because he may already have something booked for that. But that's definitely a question I want to ask him about is, is that available? Was it cost more, that kind of thing. But it's $600 an hour over the city in question or wherever it is you want him. And then he charges $300 an hour to sort of get to the place. So he has a certain base where his plane is, and so he's gotta get if his base is on the seacoast and he needs to get to Manchester, well then it might be, 15 minutes of flying to get to Manchester and then he, would launch from there. So you don't pay the $600 an hour just to get to the place. You only pay $300 an hour to get in there, and then $600 an hour. So I'm going to ask him for a quote for multiple cities. I figure the most important ones are the most populated ones, so Manchester, Concord, Nashua.
Yeah.
And I think I put one other. Oh yeah, Laconia or something like that. But then so I want to get a quote for the most populated cities. And then have him give me a second quote if we threw in, the Upper Valley, Lebanon, Keene, Rochester, some of the more outer cities, just to see what his rate will be. Because the rate should come down if we do a larger purchase than just, a one-off. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I have those numbers, I will report back.
Sweet.
Yeah. And he's got two planes, so he can actually do... two over two different cities at the same time if we wanted to, which is pretty cool.
That doesn't sound like such a great idea, especially if you get media attention from it, because it might be like a local paper will cover it, but they're not going to necessarily cover it. I don't know. It's like you get more publicity from it, if you know what I mean. if it's spread out.
You mean if you do it one at a time?
Yeah, all over the different cities.
And were you listening, Penguin, when
Yeah,
Matt was talking about the survey?
I had my mic muted. I don't really have any thoughts on it. I don't really know. I mean, I've been listening to what you guys have been saying, but I don't have really any expertise on it or no knowledge.
Well, I mean, you know what the other one cost, which was round eight. I think Lou said it would be like 7 or 8 thousand to do it again. Remember, they paid 50, the donor last time around gave like $51,000 to the foundation to purchase the survey in eight states in order to redo the survey in one state. He said he thinks it would be like 7 or 8 grand. So that's what we're comparing to, right? So this new one is $3,000 or 3,100, but it only is for four questions. So it's far fewer questions. So therefore, it wouldn't quite be, I don't know if you could say it was apples to apples, even though one of the questions is pretty similar. So it might be close. But the polling firm in this case is UNH, and they have a lot of reputation
Yep,
in New
that's
Hampshire media.
Yeah,
Credibility.
I mean I would think that the reputation thing would be pretty important, if you know, to get publicity and
I
stuff
think
like that.
so
So
too.
I mean I don't necessarily, I guess that's what I would think would be better, but like I said, I don't really know anything about any of this kind of stuff. This is kind of outside any kind of expertise I've got, so.
Yeah, my only hold up, Chris, is just it happens once, and every time we want to do it again, we got to cough up that money to do it again. So it's just how do we spend it wisely? So the timing needs to actually go in our favor.
Well, I actually think doing it in the election season is the wrong idea because everybody's going to be distracted by political campaigns, and that'll be what all the news is about when it comes to polling. So I think it's actually probably better to do it in sort of a downtime where that's probably why they're, they have the openings, right? Like they said, oh, well, we have room for you in May. And so that
That's
might be a good time. I know that Alu did theirs in late, I think it was late May or early June last year. So it would actually be timely as far as it would have been actually approximately 1 year from when the last one was completed. I'll have to review that and see when the survey dates were
I would,
originally.
on that thought, I would think that it would be good to do it at a timing that is decisive the word I'm looking for? There's more anger between the Republicans and the Democrats, but only because it may sway the results in our favor.
What were you saying as far as timing with anger? I missed what you were saying there.
During like the election season, people tend to get heated up, and basically that especially for example, if like Trump, for example, is running, and I don't know, something like that. Maybe not though. Maybe it wouldn't be good. I was just thinking maybe it would be, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you have to think about, like, if you go back, you can look at the site from UNH and it shows all their press releases from, however far back. And you can see that the questions that they're releasing, sending out press releases about, are related to the elections more directly as far as which candidates are leading in the race, et cetera, et cetera. And so I feel like that would be the focus of media reports. Whereas in May, there's no real hot race. I mean, yes, the presidential primary is sort of heating up to some extent, and there may very well be questions in the poll about that. But I guess that's a question that we should ask, whether it's you or Alu who picks up the ball on this. In addition to, can we get the word peaceful in there into the questions? In addition to that, what we would want to know is, will they actually put a press release out specifically about it? Because if you look at their list of the previous press releases, they do seem to put out, one more. It seems like they put out more than one release per study. because I don't know how many questions they have in the survey, but they usually want to kind of highlight what they have in their survey. So I presume that would be something that would be included, but I wouldn't want to just, you know, pay them $3,100 and then have them just ask the questions and quietly give us the results. That $3,100 would be much more worthwhile if there's a, you know, a press release on their part that says New Hampshire citizens support blah, 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 you know, whatever, secession, whatever the results are. Maybe it would be good for us. Maybe it would be lower than Survey USA. And of course, that's, anyway, that's what I think should be clarified, is what kind of publicity is included with the release of the results. I don't know if they've already addressed that with you.
I could ask them again. See what the.
Yeah, I mean, would you, if you could follow up and ask about the, you know, the question of could the word peaceful be included? Because if you looked at the questions that they proposed, the first question is in regards to CACR 32, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but they kind of recapped the point or the thrust or the wording of CACR 32, but they left out the word peacefully, which was in the proposal in CACR 32. So I thought that was a curious omission. And so it's like, hey, look, you know, we're willing to pay for this, but we wanted to make sure that we're promoting peaceful secession. We don't want to put it in peace. You know, we don't want people to think about violence when these questions are being asked. Yep. So as you know, crafting poll questions is very important, how the wording comes about. So if you would be willing to ask that question of them, then I certainly would appreciate it.
Yeah, I can shoot them a little email real quick.
Yeah, and then also in that same email, ask them if, you know, if we move forward and these questions go in, will there be a press release a la their normal press releases that focus on the results?
Okay, so
because if that's the case, then it's definitely worth it, because the media pays close attention to those releases, and those things get news stories.
Okay, so I'll reply some question. Hey, can we get peacefully added, and will there be, do you guys feature press releases with the results of your polls?
Yeah, well, we know they feature press releases. The question is, will they put out a release specifically in regards to the results for the secession questions?
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, perfect. Yeah. Let me
Yeah, it sounds like those guys are pretty hungry, because they seem to be getting back to you on your inquiries, right? Like, they're not just dicking you around.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right, good. I wonder if there's any way to negotiate with them as far as the rate is concerned. Probably not, but it never hurts to ask.
Yeah,
you know, it's like they're saying, "Hey, we got an opening." Well, okay, well, how about $2,500? You know?
Yeah,
but. But I would get those questions answered before any kind of rate negotiation.
You know, could you give it to us for free?
Probably not. All right, well, let me know what you figure out there. And if you want to pass this off to the foundation, I can talk to Alu about picking it up from you. But if you want to do it, I mean, obviously, if you're doing it, then the PAC would get whatever mentions. I don't know if they mention who their partners are. That might be something to take a closer look at. They probably don't, but that might be worth looking at their press releases to see if it. Oh, this was done in tandem with New Hampshire IPAC or whatever. So that would be something worth looking at as well. If there's any publicity in it for you, that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, good meeting, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else right now.
No, I think that's about it for me.
All right.
All right, guys, until next time.
Go do some shopping. You guys have a great day. Let me know what you find out, Matt.
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.